Rickleblog, 11 July 2007, news from Dell and elsewhere. Just about a year ago, I volubly lamented two nasty aspects of computerdom. One, when you buy a new computer from Dell, it comes with all manner of useless software that wastes your time. And two, you can't get desktop LCD monitors with good resolution unless they're enormous. We know smaller ones can be made since laptops routinely deliver good resolution in smaller sizes. I am pleased and astonished that yesterday I received in two separate mailings from Dell an admission on the former and a partial solution to the latter. Coincidence? I think so. Consider this email from Dell. Introducing Dell Vostro, a full range of products, support, and services designed just for small business. Vostro is not just a PC, it's a commitment to doing more. Small business spoke, we listened. And we believe they deserve a computer that works just as hard as they do. No trialware. Vostro systems come without annoying trialware, so you only get the software you want. Someone at Dell must have read my blog item and perhaps even the subsequent Mossberg column in the Wall Street Journal decrying the craplets that come with their computers. While I can understand their dropping them in the face of near-universal opprobrium, I find it hard to believe that they use the phrase without annoying trialware. That's sort of like pleading guilty. I did it and I'm sorry. Rather than NOLO, I didn't do it and I promise not to do it again. In the light of this remarkable admission on Dell's part, I shall not even comment on the fact that they think Vostro is a good name for a new computer series, even though it sounds like they're imports from Transylvania. High-resolution monitor from Dell. Within hours of receiving the annoying trialware email from Dell, I received their consumer catalog in the post. In it, they offered a monitor with the following specifications. Screen, 19 inches. Resolution, 1680 by 1050. Price, $199. The resolution specification is one that you often see on 20-inch and 21-inch monitors. You might think that shrinking the monitor by an inch, and the price by over a third, isn't such a big deal. But it is. It's inexpensive, and it makes it easier to combine monitors for big displays. For example, for less than the price of a single 2560 by 1600 monitor, that's the Dell 3007 WFP that sells for $1,269, you can get six of the 19-inch monitors, giving you 5040 by 2100 resolution. Of course, there will be lines running through the viewing area, but then there's also the plus of not having to connect them all to the same computer. Today, Dell gets a P for progress. Unfortunately, in my follow-up, 12 July 2007, just a couple of days later, Richard, where did you get the stupid idea that Dell would do something right in the monitor resolution department? Well, as I said above, I got this brochure in the post, and here I have a little scan of the brochure showing the facts as I asserted them above. And you believe them? Ha! Look up that model number on their website. It's the usual crappy 19-inch monitor with the usual crappy 19-inch resolution. Sigh, you're right. But there is a plus. It seems there's already been a price reduction. Sorry, Dell, your P for progress is ignominiously withdrawn. Next item, BEA 2007, Book Expo America and Google Book Search. If you haven't been following this issue, here's a quick summary. Google has been digitally scanning books for search purposes. It's controversial because many of the books are in copyright and some, but not all, publishers and some, but not all, authors object to the practice on copyright and intellectual property grounds. Google has not been requesting permission to do this, another bother to some, but is willing to exclude copyrighted works at the request of the copyright owner. Needless to say, Those who object feel that's backwards. Google had a booth at the recent BEA, and according to science fiction magazine Locus, the following transpired thereat. Pan Macmillan CEO Richard Charkin tried to make a point of protest about book search by stealing two laptops from the Google booth and hanging around for an hour until someone from Google noticed. Then Charkin returned the laptops and explained that he'd taken them because there was no sign saying, "Please don't steal the computers." Good story. Innovative protest. May even be true. Next item. Lapsarianism versus the singularity. And speaking of Locus, Cory Doctorow wrote an interesting column about the above heading. Not to suggest that his other columns aren't interesting as well, but this one introduced me to the first term. Disregarding the meaning of lapsarianism, or the lack of meaning of Vostro, I like the way it sounds. If Dell offered a laptop computer called the Lapsarian, I'd give some thought to purchasing it. Now playing, Epistle to Paradise, Plastic Cloud.